This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Jimmy Walker is a five-time winner on the PGA Tour, including a couple of wins this season in Hawaii and at the Valero in Texas. He's currently the 14th-ranked player in the world. He will be on Jay Haas's President's Cup team in Korea. It is a pleasure to welcome Jimmy Walker back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Jimmy.
How's it going?
Good. We're going to talk about some golf, but I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about something you like to do, and that's taking pictures, photography, especially of space. Is this held over from a childhood? Did you enjoy this as a kid?
I think a lot of us had telescopes maybe growing up as a kid. I got to a point where I kind of wanted to start looking up about 5 years ago, and so I bought a telescope for the backyard, and then very quickly decided I needed to somehow attach my camera to it to start taking pictures, and it just kept growing and growing and growing into what it is today.
So you're taking pictures of what when you do this, Jimmy?
I just take pictures of, you know, objects in space, whether it be nebulas or galaxies or star clusters or stuff like that. I haven't, you know, the moon. I haven't gotten into planetary imaging, but I'm sure that's down the road.
Okay, so that's what we call it, planetary imaging.
Oh, no, what I do is called, you know...
taking pictures.
Deep space astrophotography is what I do.
Deep space astrophotography. What do you do with the photos?
I really don't do anything with them. I just kind of put them out for people to look at and enjoy. And, you know, it's just a hobby and passion of mine.
In Boston last week in the Pro-Am for the Deutsche Bank, you had the chance to play with Mark Kelly, an astronaut, the astronaut. Were you a pain?
It was very cool. I was when I heard from the tour that was happening, I was very excited. And every day you get to go hang out with an astronaut. And got to talk shop a little bit. Not that my shop's anything like his, but it was very cool. He's a great guy.
Was this a classic example, Jimmy, of every time you wanted to talk about space, he wanted to talk about golf?
There was a give and take, a back and forth. He definitely had a lot of golf questions, and I had a lot of questions about going up. He did a great job.
If given the opportunity, Jimmy, would you go up in space?
You know, they asked me that question, and a lot of people ask me that question, actually. But, you know, with two little boys and 5 and 2 and what's going on, and especially after talking to him today and how dangerous that job is, I don't think I want to head up anytime soon.
If you went, let's take your family and let's take golf out of the equation. If you went up in space, what do you think? Let's say you were up there for 90 days. What do you think you'd miss the most?
Oh, God, probably my, I don't know. Maybe there's that sense of being on the ground. Mark put it pretty nice. He said, when you're up there, you really, and you see the Earth being so small. When you're at home, you know, it seems like this giant big place. And when you're up there, you just see it in this little sphere in the blackness of space. And you realize how small it is and how precious it really is and how good it is to be on the ground and be at home. So that's probably what you'd probably miss, I think, is that sense of being home.
We are talking with Jimmy Walker here on the Augusta Golf Show. Talk a little golf, couple of wins this year. As you're looking back on the year, has it been a good year?
You know, the last 3 months hadn't been great. I hadn't been playing very well. A lot of, you know, not missing any cuts or anything, but just hadn't been playing really well. Not as well as I would have liked. Obviously, the beginning of the year was really good. I had a good fall and, you know, a nice, you know, first 2-3 months of the year. But I've been bummed about the last couple of months. But, That's golf, ebbs and flows.
Is it a certain part of your game has deserted you, or what's happened?
You know, it's just a combination of everything. I hadn't driven it as well as I would have liked, and it just kind of bleeds into the rest of the game a little bit. But I'm working hard, and it feels like it's right there.
You know, you talk about your game not being where you want it to be at this moment, Jimmy. I'm curious. Some questions have arisen with recent captains' choices at these team events. If you're not playing well, Jimmy, coming into an event like the President's Cup or the Ryder Cup, can the event get you juiced up, and can your game rise to the occasion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember not, you know, my last event before Ryder Cup last year was the Tour Championship, and I didn't play very good at it, or even the week before it. Yes, I think so. I mean, I got there, I was so excited, and you know, there's a nice sense of relief when you have a good partner, and you know, it can help free you up.
How much are you looking forward to the President's Cup?
I'm really looking forward to it. I think when we land over there, it's just going to become that more real, and I know we're all excited to go. I know the international squad is excited, especially with the changes that have happened, and I think it's going to be a good show.
Do you care about the changes? Do you like the changes? Don't, I mean, you're just going to go and play golf.
I'm going to go play golf. I mean, some guys are kind of didn't want to see anything happen. Either way was fine with me. I'm going to go. I'm going to play my matches. That's that.
You've been on a Ryder Cup team. Can you help the listener understand, Jimmy, once you've done this, it seems like you want to make every team that you can make. What is it about the experience of a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup that you don't get just playing on the tour?
It's the sense of how every shot really does mean that much. You know, you kind of lose sight of that a little bit. You know, on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it feels like every shot is Sunday and you got a chance to win. I mean, everyone is so important. That's what people don't really get and understand. That's what I didn't understand until I actually did it.
Were you able to embrace it? Did you enjoy it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a blast. I mean, right from the get go. And you call your name out, you know, you're representing USA right from the get-go. I mean, it is just, it's game on, and it was a blast. And they'll do that with Ricky as my partner. We had a great time, and I was very honored.
All right, let's set aside what Mark said about space being dangerous and all that. Let's pretend that's not the case. So space is not dangerous. Space is wonderful. You can go up into space for 90 days, or you can make the putt to win a Ryder Cup.
Oh, geez. You know, I've been to the Ryder Cup. I had a blast, even though we lost. You know, if you could guarantee me, you know, a good trip up, I'd probably go up. I mean, how many people get to do that? How many people get to win the Ryder Cup on the last putt? But I don't know. I've done a lot of stuff in golf, and there's a lot of stuff in life I'd like to experience, too.
Your companion in space can be either George Clooney or Sandra Bullock.
Oh, geez. Well,
yeah, safely. Probably, you should choose George.
I should probably choose George. He seems like he's got a lot more good stories than Sandra does, and you know, the wife would probably appreciate that.
I understand. Yes, he is Jimmy Walker. He has got a couple of wins this year. Play well the rest of the playoffs, Jimmy. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I always enjoy coming on.